Privacy is a concern for a lot of people in the digital age. For someone fleeing domestic violence, it can be a matter of life or death. Many victims of domestic violence also wind up homeless. A policy intended to protect their privacy has left Washington State with less money to help the homeless. For day three of our series, Seattle's Homeless, No End in Sight, KUOW's John Ryan looks at privacy and helping the homeless.
When a homeless person needs help, they're probably going to have to give over a lot of personal information to get it.
What is your monthly income before taxes? $650?
We always have to assess for safety. Are you homeless due to a situation of domestic violence?
Those are operators at Seattle's Crisis Center. They were fielding requests for housing assistance on the 211 helpline. In Washington State, homeless people are given the choice to let their personally identifying information stay out of the big database that service providers keep and share on the people they help. By default, personal information is left out of that big database. Homeless individuals have to opt in to sharing it.
He has to sign a written consent form. So do you give 211 consent to enter your information? Okay.
Homeless service providers say Washington is the only state in the country that does it this way. Everywhere else, the personal data automatically goes into the big federal database unless you specifically say you don't want it to. Here's Mark Putnam testifying in Olympia in February. He's the head of King County's Committee to End Homelessness. It's a coalition of governments, service providers, and advocates for the homeless.
The data provides us with vital information that allows us to improve programs. And improved program performance means we can serve more people and we can serve them more effectively and quicker. And it's so important that we know enough about their situation to be able to serve them well.
It also comes down to money. Keeping thorough data is a federal requirement. And when lots of homeless people decline to let their data be shared, it hurts the state's ability to get federal funding for the homeless. Putnam says it's been costing Washington State nearly $500,000 a year. Funders of homeless services want to use big data to make sure their money's going where it's most needed. But the interest of big funders like the federal government, the Gates Foundation, and the United Way has bumped up against the need for privacy. Grace Huang is with the Washington State Coalition Against Domestic Violence.
I've worked with survivors who have, you know, changed their names and moved across state lines with their children, and their information ended up being sent or shared with their abuser somehow, and they were put in danger and they were forced to pick up and move again.
State officials say Washington's homeless database has never had any security breaches. Huang says when survivors are tracked down by their abusers, they often don't know how they were found out. She says Washington's system is aimed at making sure the big push for data doesn't endanger anyone in the already desperate situation of not having a home.
There's a lot of pressure to, you know, do what you need to do to get into having a roof over your head. And so I know that the providers themselves face a lot of pressure from their funders to have a pretty high compliance rate with collecting that data from people.
I got pulled into my boss's office one day and said, this needs to change. Because we were getting a lot of individuals that were opting to have none of their information put into the system.
Eddie Mahon works at the Aloha Inn on Seattle's Highway 99. Part of his job is screening homeless people hoping to live there. Mahon used to be homeless himself. He says he never pressures people into letting their data be shared. Here's what he tells people applying for a room at the Aloha.
For us to keep the best type of funding possible, we would prefer people choosing one of the first two options.
That's either sharing all their personal information or just their name and the last four digits of their Social Security number.
But the choice is completely up to you, and it does not affect your entry into our program.
When Mahon was trying to get a room at the Aloha, he was in the early stages of recovering from a longstanding meth addiction. He says his memories of that time are still fuzzy.
And do you happen to remember if you opted into sharing your data?
I probably did. When I was using, I really didn't care too much about my information. My credit was so bad that it's like if somebody's really going to go take and use my information, they'd probably improve my credit. So I'm 99% sure that I gave full consent.
Mahon says the Aloha Inn keeps any domestic violence victims' personal information out of the database, but there's no statewide policy along those lines. Advocates for the homeless and for domestic violence survivors had been in a stalemate for about 5 years over how to protect homeless people's privacy. Then in January, their negotiations reached a breakthrough. Homeless advocates agreed to boost privacy protections and training for people like Eddie Mahon to make sure homeless people can make well-informed choices on how their data will be used. The Domestic Violence Coalition agreed to drop their opposition to the push for more data. Grace Huang says the domestic violence community is divided on the bill, but they're not fighting it anymore.
you know, our goal is that people don't feel like they're going to put themselves at risk because they are so desperate to get housing.
Homeless advocates hope to get legislation through Olympia this year and get a bump up in federal funding for the homeless in Washington State. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.
Our series, Seattle's Homeless, No End in Sight, is a collaboration between KUOW and Investigate West. To see the whole series online, go to our website, kuow.org.